Well, the HSE says it's had considerable success cutting waiting lists after reorganising the way patients with eye conditions like glaucoma and cataracts are looked after coming up to their surgery. The idea was to shift much of the pre-surgery build-up out of hospitals and into community health settings. For more, we're joined by our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. So, a new way of managing patients, really?
Yes, well, Ireland has very long hospital waiting lists, with over 830,000 people waiting to be seen at an outpatient clinic or for an operation. Most of those, about 600,000, are waiting to be seen at an outpatient clinic. To help reduce this, the HSE has been implementing a system which gets patients seen outside of the hospital environment at clinics closer to home, cuts hospital visits and is cutting some waiting lists. It also frees up consultants in hospitals so they can concentrate on more acute cases. So at the HSE Kilnamanna Tymon Primary Care Centre in Tallaght in Dublin, patients are getting care faster with fewer hospital trips with this service. The eye care team there covers South Dublin, Kildare and Wicklow, a huge catchment area of about 760,000 people, and the clinic has handled 1,500 cataract appointments and almost 5,000 paediatric appointments for eye problems so far this year, cutting waiting lists. Without the service, the patients would have to go to several hospitals, and the doctors at the Tallaght Primary Care Centre say that in 2001, a new patient losing vision from cataracts, they'd have to wait close to 5 years for their initial assessment at a hospital. With this new service, that's been brought down to little over a year.
And anyone who knows anyone or has had cataracts and had them removed knows just how debilitating they are indeed. So you've spoken to one patient who got her cataract treatment done faster than would normally have been the case under this new scheme.
Yes, Mary Weatherford from Dublin. She's one patient I spoke to while she was having a post-operative assessment at the Tallaght Clinic following a recent cataract operation.
I don't know myself. Actually, I have fancy sunglasses my son bought me, which I can now actually wear, which I never could when I needed glasses. It's a whole new lease of life for me. I can read in comfort again, and I still sew, and of course, I drive, so it's very important for me to have good vision. But this clinic here is, it's an absolute godsend.
Mary Weatherford there on the benefits for her. So, cataract, glaucoma, relatively minor surgeries, you would think, in the scheme of things. Are there plans, perhaps, that this could be extended to other conditions which could be sort of similarly and swiftly dealt with?
Yes, currently the scheme, it's targeting seven conditions on top of cataracts and glaucoma, medical retinal issues, that's essentially macular degeneration, and paediatric eye problems. Also continence issues, male lower urinary tract problems, plus virtual fracture assessment clinics. But it can often mean just one visit to a clinic or a hospital being needed, and sometimes no visit to a hospital being needed. So the HSE says this model of care, it's going to be expanded to other conditions and other clinics and community services around the country.
Fergal Bowers, thank you indeed.